Peter, here's step one. Step two would be. And step three. I'm Adam Manis.
And I'm Peter Martin.
And you're listening to the You'll Hear Podcast.
Daily jazz advice coming at you.
Coming at you today. Sponsored by Open Studio.
Fancy go to, flourish.
Go to openstudiojazz.com to start your free trial today. Peter,
yes.
You know, producer Caleb, last week he talked me out of going back to the theme song after we were doing the playing. And I thought it was kind of a good idea, but I do miss the theme song.
The theme song's great.
I know. Got to just a little bit of it.
I feel better. It's like a shower of
goodness.
Right. Yeah. It's a security blanket.
A little hutch.
And we heard from some of our dear listeners that they missed it too. So, Caleb, you can fight with them if you want, but there it is.
Should
Thank
be daily
you.
Hutch advice coming at you.
Mm,
you know what I mean?
Right.
So, Peter, today we're talking about three steps to better voicings. One is to splash around, which I'm going to explain what that means. That comes from the great Aaron Parks.
Good, because I still don't know what this means. So I'm ready to learn, sir.
Two is to play melodically, which I know you're thinking that doesn't make sense. We're talking about harmony, but it works. And the third step to better voicings is to use a variety of intervals. Peter, let me tell you a story about maybe a beginner pianist or maybe a pianist who can play triads and knows some traditional harmony, but they don't really play any jazz piano.
Right.
And then sort of one day they hear this sound. And they light up. They realize that maybe there's like a harmonically rich, there's a jazzy sound of some kind of flavor to it. And actually, Peter, a lot of our YouTube people and a lot of our members, especially beginners, have told us that like chords like this C major 7, which is just a stack of thirds, C, E, G, and B, this brought them into sort of the jazzier fold, right? Yeah. Of like wanting to explore some richer harmony. A lot of smarty pants pianists out there. Probably a lot of these people here.
Yeah.
And so like if you were to do a basic 2-5 with this, right? You would do like a D minor 7, D, F, A, C, and then maybe like a G7 in an inversion and the C major, right? All these stacks of thirds. And there's nothing.
Jazz piano, root position.
Yeah, it's the very foundations. But if you wanted to kind of like take it to the next level, there's some steps you can do. And I love what Aaron Parks said in his recent course, Meditations on Jazz Piano. And actually, I think I've heard this from, we had, I believe it was Kevin Hayes on one of our mentor sessions, talked about like, if they're going to play C major, they're going to think about the available notes being this. All of the notes of the C major scale to build their harmony. And so you can actually splash around using all of these notes, all of the white keys from C to C, to build chords like a C major chord, right?
Yeah, but you're choosing really cool combinations.
Well, no, no. We're going to explain that in steps two and three in a little bit. But these are just all of the notes in C major. So if you were to do this, you know, this is like what Aaron Parks calls splashing around, right? Splashing. Where you're just kind of like, of course, there's the F is in here, which makes it kind of a suspended sound. So you could just get rid of the F. Everything else is fair game.
And it's fun as you're doing this to listen. How does it change when you add the F?
The F is actually hip. Yeah, you know what I mean? So like creating harmonies.
It's not right or wrong. It's just different.
There's no right or wrong, buddy. So this is just kind of splashing around using shapes of your hand. I've got C on the bottom. But if you were to do the D minor 7, you can splash around again, just all in C, all diatonically, right? Just all in those 7 notes.
So theoretically, this could be the exact same splashes from the C major.
Just with D as the root.
Yeah.
So if you know your major scales, like if you know the E-flat major scale, and you wanted to play a B-flat 7, you can just use all of those notes. I'm just picking and choosing notes in the key of E-flat,
yeah.
Right? There's no real rhyme or reason. I mean, I kind of have intuition because I practice this technique of splashing around. But this is a great way to just like realize there's no, you know, we want to have voices moving, voice leading. We want to have great voice leading. But to start, there's a way to just experiment by splashing in the puddles of the harmony. I think it's a great analogy to just say, I'm just going to splash around here. Splash when you hear around. Aaron Parks do this on his course, it's like the most beautiful thing.
In the world. He's splashing it in like the cleanest, it's like Evian water that's been put into the cleanest streets of gold, and then he's splashing around.
It's beautiful.
Well, this is good. Thanks for clearing this up, because I kind of used to mess, I remember messing around with this in different keys when I first started.
Buddy, you splash around all the time. I hear you do this all the time.
I just never heard you call it, because when you said splash around, I immediately thought of this.
Oh, Peter.
So this sounds very fresh. Is this the splash
this
around?
Is jump around, Peter.
Oh, that's jump around. Jump around.
House of Pain. Sorry, jump around. Come on, bud.
Okay.
Back on track. So number one is to splash around. That's literally to like realize what's your color palette of notes, and then just kind of
possibilities.
Yeah, possibilities. I think Herbie Hancock is a classic splasher.
He's a splasher.
When we heard him,
he loves to splash. Dude. All that stuff is really kind of splashing on diminished, right?
Yes.
Half-hole diminished.
He's the king of splashing. The next thing that I think you'll hear most people who are really great compers and really great with harmony do is play melodically with their harmony. So what does that mean? So that means not just playing one voicing with no reference to a melody that is sort of the top note or even the middle or bottom notes of the voicing, but to really think about everything you play as a melody that you're adding to the song. So Peter, in our intro, we played Solar.
Yes.
So maybe if we just did that real quick, if you could just walk a bass line for me.
Okay.
And maybe even play a solo with your right hand. And I'm going to comp some chords here with the Rhodes sound. And I'll show you what I mean by, you know, playing melodically. We're thinking about the top note of our chord voicings. It's a primary way to think about melodically, although there's plenty of others. But it's not just, you know, where that note moves to. It's also a rhythmic approach. Mm. It's like you're not just playing chords just to throw your hands like bricks at the keyboard.
Right. Throw your hands in the air like you just don't care.
You're adding a part, right? Yeah. If we think about, again, that Mozart rule of three, there's a bass line, there's a solo, and then there's a third part. It's the harmony, but the harmony moves in a melodic way. So let's try
three
it.
Zones,
one,
three zones.
Two, one, two, three. So again, you can hear everything I'm doing there is I'm trying to respond to what Peter's playing melodically and add some things there, but every chord has a direction that I'm playing. So if I'm playing this, it's not just, you know, this little so what voicing on a G minor 7. It's not just in service of this. It's going to go somewhere. I'm going to make a phrase out of this, and it's going to be like something where it's like there's a melody to it. If I'm doing like Ba-ba-doo-doo-wa-boo-wa-woo. I'm thinking about these melodies as I'm comping. Like, yeah. I'm trying to hear melodies, including the rhythm that happens.
That's so great. And, you know, we talk about living a musical life. I would say, like, live a melodic life. So even when
totally.
We're doing,
great advice.
We're talking about harmony. It's always like those three simple elements of music: harmony, melody, and rhythm. And you alluded to rhythm being part of this too, like the rhythmic element of a melody,
yeah.
right? Like, how are these three things working together? It's almost like a great trio. Like, there's always passing things around, and the importance of the piano, bass, and drums goes up or down. And with rhythm, harmony, and melody, when we're thinking about comping, we get stuck too much and like, oh, this is all about the vertical. Not everyone thinks about it like this, but I love thinking vertically or horizontally.
Well, to that
and then
point,
almost like those graphs that are 3D that are going in all the different,
totally, where
that's
like
rhythm, harmony, and melody.
100%.
Like, never let go of the melody.
We're sitting here playing 4D chess.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying?
So could you comp the bass line or walk the bass line for me? And so there's another element of that, speaking of like thinking vertically and horizontally. So just because you're playing chords.
Are you saying there's levels to this game?
There's very much levels. But just because you're playing chords doesn't mean you can't add single note things to this to help with the melody, right? So again, step two is to play melodically.
Yeah.
So as I'm playing chords, I'm also adding single note lines there in between and as part of the harmony.
Okay.
So you can imagine like a saxophone section playing this and then unison, right?
Yes.
Something like that.
Oh, so important.
As they move. You don't have to move everything as one big section. You can do, you know, unison lines. So like one, two, one, two, three, and. So even just one note there at a time can make such a huge difference in your voice leading and in that sort of melodic environment that you're creating around your chords. It's a really useful tool, and it's super easy to do too, by the way.
Yeah, and just one little note can give the composition or the arrangement, the performance, that melodic vibe. Like if you just go, but if you just do, you know, or do, either one gives it that melodic, it gets you out of that horn. It's so easy. Don't think it has to be this, you know.
Totally.
I mean, it can be, but just start small with this.
Actually, I have a great short that I made. Caleb, could you link to the short called Chord Connectors?
Chord Connectors.
Award-winning. And actually, there's another long-form YouTube video that we have here at Open Studio that is very simple in the way that it talks about those little one-note things. So Peter, our third step to better voicings is to use a variety of intervals. So if we go back to our original C major 7 voicing, right? This is the entree into richer harmony, just C, E, G, and B.
Yep.
1, 3, 5, 7. It's a stack of thirds, right? It's a third, it's a third, and it's a third. Yep. Now there's nothing wrong with this, but it is a bit of a punch in the face. Like it's a bit of one flavor.
Blah!
Yeah, it's a little much. Now if we take our E and we move it up an octave, so you get that. That is, they're the same four notes, right?
Drop two, right?
It is drop two. Same four notes, but it's a totally different sound.
Happy seal.
You know how you can tell if it's drop two? You know how you can tell if an open voicing is
no,
drop
I
two?
No, I don't know.
Take the bottom note and go up an octave. If it's the second note from the top, it's drop two. If we were to do this here.
It's hard for me to think about
and
it.
And if you were to take the bottom note and go up an octave, that's drop three. Yeah. So if you had C, B, E, and G. But yeah, that's drop two. But just that from C, E, G, and B, right? The stack of thirds. Moving that E up an octave is so different. It's just wider. You can hear each note clearer, right? It's just, there's more interesting texture and color to
this. It's even
voice.
Lighter. It almost doesn't feel rooted, although it still is.
It's still rooted, but it's got a bit more of a like a sophisticated sound to it. And again, nothing wrong with the stack of thirds. It's just different. It's just kind of
like.
Do
you think of that at all as like, so like we've got the triad of the E, that's the E minor triad, and then you're just inverting that triad?
You can think of it. You can. To think about inversion, I think about some of this stuff in different ways all the time.
Yeah.
But just as we're talking about here, what we're talking about is the variety of intervals.
Yeah.
And so here you've got, instead of a stack of thirds, you've got a fifth, you got a third, and you got a fourth.
Yeah.
Right? So you got three different intervals in this voicing as opposed same to notes. Just a stack of thirds. Same notes. And so when we're doing our splashing around, Peter, like if you are splashing around in the key of C and you're just trying to get all the notes in, experiment with making sure there's different intervals, like fifths and seconds and fourths. Listen to that. I'm just throwing my hands down here at shapes. But they all sound good because I know I'm having, and it's just like different widths of my hand.
Yeah.
C major is so good to do this with because you can find all of these different colors, you know? But it makes a huge difference. One of my favorite voicings that you play, like on a D minor chord, right? So here's like a D minor 9, right? Mm. So a beginner might play F, A, C, and E, a stack of thirds. It sounds great, right?
No, it's but wouldn't really you nice. Rather?
But Peter Martin takes the A down to the G. So now it's F, G, C, and E. This turns a stack of thirds into a second, a fourth, and a third. And it's just got this crispness to it that I absolutely love.
And I wonder,
so
like,
beautiful.
Yeah, no, I like it.
It's inspiring.
I wonder if
instead of
stack of flats.
So that's our third tip for better voicings: is to really just splash around using the different intervals. Try to get fifths and fourths and thirds and all different combinations. Yeah. Even like Peter, like a fourth voicing, right? So if you had like this, right? D, G, C, F, and B.
Yeah.
Let's just add a third on top instead of the fourth.
Right.
Now you got an interesting voicing.
So what? Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, no, this is great. I think one thing I noticed as you were splashing around the last time that might be helpful for people if they're like, I'm trying that, but it doesn't sound like the way you're doing it, is don't be rigid in your shapes.
Yeah.
So the manifestation of this could come out, you know, playing melodically and for sure with a diversity of intervals, a variety of intervals. But like if you splash around like this.
All on one shape.
Yeah, you want to be like, boom.
No, I'm doing like,
so like you physically have to be open to moving your hands around.
And between it too.
Stuff. Yeah.
And I'm also thinking like a great like hack for this actually is just to think about the cluster. Where's the cluster? So I'm always going to have a second somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
So maybe it's in the middle. Maybe it's at the bottom. Maybe it's at the top.
Nice.
But this will like really diversify. Where's that cluster, right? The cluster is the second, either the minor or major second.
Right. And with that, you drop that down. That's immediately there. But even on that other voicing, that's why to me, that's the same thing. The cluster, the one you said you like.
Yeah, oh, the D minor 9.
Right.
The major which is really a D minor 11 when you drop
D minor 11, yeah. But then I'll move up to here to, which is even more of a tense kind of cluster to B.
Oh, yeah.
And you get some melodic stuff happening in there.
Very cool. So our three steps to better voicings. One is to splash around.
Listen. Splash around.
No, splash around. No,
splash around. Splash around.
Jump around.
What?
I mean, it's kind of
copyright infringement. What?
Sorry. Splash around. Number two is to play melodically. Even
I never interrupt
playing,
you.
Never. Never. I mean, he interrupts me with 90s hip hop hits. Number two is to play melodically. Even when you're playing harmonically, make melodies with your chords. Use those chord connectors, those single notes in between.
Live a melodic life. Live a harmonic life.
It's beautiful.
Don't get stuff in your bag.
And then number three is to use a variety of intervals. So don't just stack thirds and fourths. Do a mixture of seconds, thirds, fourths, and fifths, and you will have a much cleaner, a much more diverse, a much more eclectic sound.
Question for you.
Yes.
Which is your favorite of the three?
Right now, I love playing melodically. I think playing melodically is, to me, is the highest level of musicianship. Mm. It's really where, because if you're playing melodically truly, every voice is a melody.
Yeah.
Like everything you're doing. If you're able to splash around and every voice has a direction and a place to go, that's some like, you know, high level Keith Jarrett stuff. So absolutely. To me, that's like the highest level. That's always unattainable fully. So to
it's
me,
the
that's,
target.
That's the target.
It's the destination.
But they're all important. All these three steps, all three of them, especially in this order, will, I think, help raise your level of voicings.
You know what? Another thing that will raise your level of voicings.
Tell me.
Adhering to the gala.
What's the gala? The gala or the gala? Because I say gala. I don't know what you say.
Oh. Yeah. One of us has been being dragged, but I always forget which one.
It was me for saying gala, but go ahead.
Okay. That is the Gentlemen and Ladies Agreement, G-A-L-A. Get it? Ever heard of it?
Gala.
Familiar with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is when you adhere to your part of the agreement. We just adhere to it. If you're here in the program.
Yeah.
We brought the fire. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
So you're still here. Thank you for being here. Go over to the YouTubes, even if you're listening.
Yep.
Check us out.
Yep.
Take a gander.
Yeah.
Search for you'll hear it. Use the punctuation correctly.
This is a lot of steps, Peter.
Yeah, yeah, sorry. Nice little orange orangutan. It's almost an orangutan orange you have there. This is cool.
Yeah, it's clown nose orange.
Yeah. But go over there and subscribe to the channel if that's you right. have, even if you've already
the
subscribed.
The channel check logo to make sure is you're this subscribed. Color orange if you're watching it on is. YouTube. Yeah, it looks yeah. just like this.
A one. Lot of people confuse it with Open Studios channel, which is the same. But subscribe to both. Give us a thumbs up to this video. And until next time,
you'll hear it.